Hi, I'm attorney Brian A. Victor, and welcome to my all-new podcast episode. Each week, I discuss the issues of divorce and child custody. I appreciate each and every one of my listeners and enjoy providing education about divorce and child custody to each and every one of you. I'm so grateful to say the listenership keeps increasing with each podcast I record.
And recently, I got a notification that there has been over 7,500 podcast downloads. So thank you so much for listening. And if you're not a current subscriber, please make sure you go to the iTunes Store, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere where you get your podcasts so that you don't miss any single episode of any upcoming podcast that gives important information regarding divorce and child custody. You can also go directly to Buzzsprout to listen to any prior episodes you may have missed.
And to re-listen to podcast episodes focusing on a particular topic of interest. Also be sure to go to my website at www.brianvictorlaw.com to read other important insights regarding divorce, child custody, and mediation. And as always, remember the information provided in this podcast is to inform rather than to provide legal advice, and nothing in this podcast creates an attorney-client relationship. Okay, so now on to the podcast.
Today I would like to talk about the important topic of communication and the importance of communication in a relationship. Now, when I worked at family court, and I did that for 11 and a half years, there were multiple people who would come before me that I knew would only be before me dealing with their child custody issues because they could not communicate. What I found in with parents who could communicate well with each other, while there might be some conflicts, they were actually able to resolve their issues without too much need for mediation services. As I've often talked about, when parents are able to communicate well with each other, especially about a parenting plan, it puts a lot less stress on their children. And these days, children have a lot of stress that's put upon them, both with school and extracurricular activities and with friends. They don't need more stress about trying to figure out their parenting plan, meaning they should know with which parent they're going home with after school. There shouldn't be that question of, do I go with mom, do I go with dad today? And unfortunately, too many times when parents are unable to communicate well with each other, the children are the ones who have to suffer. They have the stress of not understanding a parenting plan because there's been too much indecisiveness in the past between their parents, so they don't really understand what their plan consists of on a regular basis. As an interesting aside, I was actually having a conversation this week with a colleague of mine, and we were talking about the importance of communication, not just within the parenting situation, but in everyday life. And we got to talking about that and how important it is to be able to communicate with your boss, your coworkers, with customers. So really, what we are talking about is the importance of communication in everyday life, in the workplace as well. And too many people don't understand that when they can't communicate, issues arise that perhaps with just a brief discussion could have been resolved. But because they were unable to communicate with each other, the situation got blown out of proportion and became a bigger deal. That's where a lot of people have to understand that just working together with others will make everyday life much simpler. Now, keeping it back into the context of parenting plans and co-parenting, when people learn skills to work with each other and communicate well with each other, they really will have a lot less issues in their parenting and co-parenting relationships. It's really important to try and minimize stress in their lives and in the lives of their children. Now, luckily, there's lots of resources available for people to learn how to communicate with each other. For these kind of situations, there's lots of high conflict programs, there's parenting programs, there's high conflict parenting programs, and there's co-parenting classes. So there's any number of resources available that people should just take advantage of because they're readily available, both in person and online. Also, therapy is a great idea to help people try to resolve their issues when it comes to working with another parent, working with another party, working with the court in general, and also working with your children. So again, lots of resources to take advantage of, which I highly recommend. And finally, the ability to co-parent and work together will help keep you out of court. When you create your own parenting plans, you're more apt to follow your parenting plans. So that would be beneficial moving forward to stay out of the court process and keep everybody happy in the situation. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this podcast episode. But if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me at my website at www.brianvictorlaw.com. You can also reach out to me on social media. I'm available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you're on Twitter, feel free to reach out to me at Brian Victor Law.
Again, remember, information provided in this podcast is to inform rather than to provide legal advice, and nothing in this podcast creates an attorney-client relationship. To inquire further about your child custody matter or to hire an attorney or mediator, look for a local family law attorney who can discuss this process as it relates to your specific situation. In San Diego, contact the law offices of Brian A. Victor for more information on your specific child custody situation. Thank you, as always, for listening to this podcast episode as well as previous episodes. And feel free to contact me at my website at www.brianvictorlaw.com for any suggestions you have regarding topics for future podcast episodes.